No, griffins are very territorial. For example, my seat in the studio is my seat. Core and Fleeks cannot sit there. Then again, it is griffin size, so they
literally
they look tiny.
I rub my butt cheeks over it whenever you step out of the studio.
Yes.
No, we can literally sit on it because it's too big.
It's like four times the size of your seat.
He's got this itty bitty headset he wears. It's not griffin size.
Yeah, he needs to wear two headphones.
Yeah, I Fleeks had to build me an amplifier kit to fit in my ear. Otherwise, the actual headset.
We don't actually have monitors in this studio. He just shoves them in his ears.
Yeah. And then he uses some tape to stick it to his head.
Apparently, just like my talons, you know, tapping against the desk while we're talking, mimic nail clipping noises, according to Core.
Oh, so it is you! It is you!
No, it isn't me, but I'm trying to draw a theory here. Because I don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
Okay, you
real.
Cannot play with my emotions like this right now.
The mysterious clipping noises.
No, it's straight up like, you know, right there. That was it, right there. It's like Potter Puppet Pals, like, what is this mysterious ticking noise? Snape. Snape. Severus Snape. Snape.
Oh my god.
Snape. Oh. Severus Snape. Dumbledore!
So, because you ask what we are drinking today, I returned to a beer today, and I'm drinking Spital India Pale Ale. That's my to-go pale ale.
Ugh, I still can't.
Well,
do
because
that.
I'm drinking with you guys, I'm drinking 100% acetone. Just cause.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm drinking pumpkin spice, not a latte, but ice cream. A shake, if you will.
Okay. So, drinking ice cream was sounded hilarious.
It's Baskin Robbins.
And on the side, I might also be drinking.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, with that awkward intro, this is
awkward.
Episode 44 of Bird Life.
It's awkward.
I'm Core.
I'm Peaks.
And that's Storm. So, Fleeks, what are we doing this week?
Our topic today is a very exciting one. Our topic is Bird TV, and today we want to concept an avian TV channel, a TV channel for the bird population, and I want to do some programming with you, but the first question is, like, what should be the name of the channel?
Bird TV.
K-Bird. No, K-Bird.
K-Bird?
K-Bird.
K. K?
K-B-U-R-D.
But what does the K stand for?
In America only, most of our radio frequencies start with K. Broadcasting stations.
That can be the broadcast station ID, but, you know, the actual commercial name. Can be like Birdania TV or TV Squawk. Chirp TV. There you go.
How about Channel Bird or something? First of all, what kind of TV channel do we want to go? Do we want to have like an infomercial?
Hey, Fleeks. Fleeks, what do you think of this? BBC, the Birdanian Broadcast. Corporation.
I'm down. I like it.
But, BBC is already
no, it's not
a thing.
No, it's not. Nope, it's ours now.
Isn't the BBC the one that has the peacock feathers as
no? That's NBC.
Oh,
BBC's spoiler alert. British Broadcasting Corporation.
That's our NBC's our competitor, Fleeks. That's the National Bird Channel, and we don't like them. We're the Birdanian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, but if we the thing is, if we would do the Birdanian broadcast today, all our channel would be like propaganda and thing. And I wanted to bring in a bit of entertainment today, so we should more think about like an American, like for American birds or something, or European crossover or something. I don't know. I'm from Europe, so maybe a European channel, but you don't know anything about European channels. I assume
it would be a mixture of all kinds of content. No one is just pure propaganda. It would have to be a mix.
Okay, yeah, so if we're going to start off with, you know, this being like a television broadcast kind of thing, what time does the news usually start for you guys?
For me, it's we have the most popular time for news is 8 p.m.
8 p.m.? Okay.
And then you have like
so during our 8 p.m. segment, Fleeks, for our 8 p.m. segment, I actually have a couple of news articles pulled up and we could go into the news.
8 p.m., such a weird time. I'm used to seeing the news.
Yeah, usually it's about 5 p.m., 5 to 6 p.m. is when ours starts.
And then we have one at 10 o'clock usually too, or 9, right before the late night comedy.
Okay.
You know, stand up and stuff.
Use Netflix anymore. So.
let's go for a weekday. So.
Oh, sorry, Netflix.
Netflix.
So I thought we would like start around 5 p.m. when we are coming home from work or from school, or like I think 5 p.m. is it's a time where a lot of people are starting.
It's been a long day.
Home.
You're just coming home from the bird office. You turn on the TV to find out what happened today while you were, you know, working, and go.
What I experience most at the time around 5 p.m. is like sitcoms or like popular cartoons like The Simpsons in real life. So, but what would a bird TV send at this time of the day?
Oh, I think what a bird TV would have is a soap opera. Absolutely. You come home.
Those are usually a midday sort of thing, though. Soap operas are kind of like 11 a.m. to noon.
It depends on your culture. I'm part Puerto Rican, and there are big time soap operas that come on when you're cooking dinner.
Okay,
and
then about
5 o'clock's when they come on.
I was raised on Telemundo, so no, I know what's up.
Soap operas in Germany are usually too, like around 11, 12, 1 p.m., 2 p.m. That's the direction when the housewife's practically sitting at home and want to have something light to watch while they're doing stuff. I don't know. So yeah, we would, like I said, start with about 5 p.m. because that's the time when people come home from work. And I think the bird society would be about the same time. I mean, there are surely people who work at night and stuff, like owls and stuff. But I think around 5 p.m., I mean, you can have your opinion, but I would like start with some sitcom and at this time, because it's something like to watch, something that makes you happy after work. I mean, we could also like a telenovela but I would rather put the soap operas earlier for people who are staying at home. And what did I want to say? So at 5 p.m., if we would like do a sitcom, what kind of what show you have to produce the show by yourself? So what kind of show would you produce? 2.5 Bird.
I was trying to think of something like clever and witty off of How I Met Your Mother. So it'd be like How I Met Your
Clucker.
That sounds a little bit racist, actually.
Yeah,
a little bit derogatory.
How I Met Your Hen.
How about the Berdanian Bandit?
The Berdanian Bandit?
Yes. It can be a silly show about a very dysfunctional Berdanian family trying to get through the day and have more of a Western theme to it. It can be kind of funny.
So we are sticking to Berdania, or what are we doing?
Or, yeah, why not? Or Doctor Who with an owl. Ha!
Doctor Who!
Doctor Who! Okay, that joke, we kind of drilled that into the ground very quickly.
So, what kind of, how is this one called with Doug Heffernan? How was it called? Heffernan, the king or no, King of Queens? Yeah, right. How about King of Chicks? No, it's actually, oh my god, I did not know that it is so hard to make a program for a bird TV thing.
Just roll with it. It can be fun. Okay, so 5 o'clock, you got your choice of the Berdanian Bandit or the King of Something.
Don't you know the King of Queens?
Yeah, but Queens is referred to, Queens is the name of an area.
I know, yeah. The King of, let's call the area Squawks, King of Squawks.
There you go. Delivering your packages by day and loving in the nest by night.
Delivering your packages in the day, delivering your packages in the night. That would have been much better.
So to get to 6 p.m., I would say we are sending it two times. Like, it's sitcoms are normally like in half an hour, and we are sending two episodes a day.
Okay.
Okay. So then let's go to 6 p.m., and maybe we can, like, come up with some... I don't know how it is in America, but in Germany, at 6 p.m., there are mostly, like, cartoons that are, like those, like, Simpsons or Futurama for a while. Oh, I miss it. Or Dragon Ball Z even was sent at 6 p.m. here.
Archer.
Huh?
Archer.
Archer. I never watched Archer.
No, oh, you are missing out.
Oh, yeah, especially with the glasses that somehow sat nowhere near the ears and yet stayed on his face.
So around 6 p.m. you want some popular series like the Bird Breaking Bird or
Breaking Bird
Beeping. Oh, yeah, I got a few submissions from users. Listeners who participated on Bird TV and who wanted to participate on the Bird TV programming. And Tianos Akasus says he wants the best TV show of all time ever, BPT Beep. That sounds like, for me, not as, I don't know what it is, BPT Beep, but it sounds interesting for a 6 p.m. slot.
Beepity beep.
Yeah.
Oh, it can be I know what beepity beep can be. Beepity beep can be an economy show where they talk about the business of today and how Berdanian stocks perform.
You want to make business shows while prime time is. They want, like, do you know how boring such business stuff is?
Hey, some people really like it. So why not? Because you figure, it's got to think, Fleeks, at 6 o'clock, a lot of families are sitting down to actually eat.
Bird TV stockholders, don't give me the fault for this decision. But yeah, let's put a economy show at 6 p.m. for
apparently in bird life, we really care about our money. I mean, yeah. Truthfully, I would like to know my update on the, you know, shiny market.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's definitely more of a morning thing when everything opens.
I would put it in the morning too. Yeah,
that would be like eight a.m. just when like the markets are actually starting to open.
So BPD beep should be an economy thing, and we put it in the morning somewhere or around 12. I mean, around lunchtime, you can do you can eat your lunch.
That's when they would do the beepity beep insert, where it's just a 10-minute excerpt where you catch up with how your stocks are doing so far that day.
Oh, cool.
Bingo. Yeah, some places have, you do in the morning, you do midday with the review, and then you do an in-depth review in the evening. So we're at 6 o'clock.
So
we're doing 6:30.
That's when they would cover things like Bird Corp's IPOs and, that kind of stuff.
And how much money the Griffin Index made today. Okay, so at
but I'm sure you can invest into Griffins. But yeah, we still need 6 p.m. 6 p.m. thing.
6 p.m. Well, okay. If
game of hens, I don't know. That'd be closer to late night.
Yeah, game of hens. That definitely would be a late night. TVMA rated show.
Yeah, yeah. Were they doing things like? I never watched Game of Thrones, so I can't tell what they exactly do.
Regday suggests Avian Attorney.
Hey, that sounds like a that we could make a cartoon out of that.
Fleeks, you are the father.
Like Maury. You are not the father. Break it down.
That would be like, I think like this Avian Attorney thing. I mean, it's based on a video game. I know the video game. There's a game called Avian Attorney, Aviary Attorney, I mean. And it looked pretty awesome in the trailer, and I need to play it. I haven't played it so far, so I don't know what it is about, but it's about aliens that are attorneys. So, yeah, let's make a series out of it and put it at the 6 p.m. slot.
Okay. And okay, I got another idea for a cartoon show at, 6:30.
Hmm?
For 6:30, we can have Birdania! Fuck yeah! And we could just have a bunch of cartoon birds playing the role of superheroes and fighting off the evil human invaders.
And how do they, what superpowers? Oh, no.
No, don't ask him that. Don't ask him that. You know what the answer is. Don't ask him.
I know the answer, yeah. I take
avert, steer, swerve.
Weapons of ass destruction.
So that was this time of the episode.
I blame you, Fleeks. I blame you.
I hope you're still on, listeners. So, let's make some avian superhero episode then of some cartoon. And
in addition to that, Core, actually, what I was thinking of in all seriousness, what do you think about having one of their superpowers being one of them controls the weather? And one of them, makes little weapons out of sticks that's normally used to build a nest, and can fire it.
Just shuriken
speed.
Sticks.
Who knows?
I mean, we created the superheroes in an episode before, so we can just take them and put them in a show like we always wanted.
I was not on that episode. Moving on.
So because you weren't on it, you didn't listen to it?
I see how it is. No, it means I didn't get a chance to leave my influence.
Fair enough.
Sorry, we're 7 o'clock now.
I would put. It's also inspired by German TV. There's a 1 hour knowledge thing. How's it called? Edutainment. Knowledge and entertainment put together to some knowledge entertainment show, like you have Mythbusters or stuff like that, and I would like to have a show from Eclipse, doing interesting facts about the avian world.
Interesting facts about the avian
Isn't that our job, what we do now?
Practically,
I could totally see Eclipse doing like one of those science history shows.
Yeah.
So are we equivocating Eclipse to the modern Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, practically.
Pretty much. Yeah. I was thinking.
Okay, Eclipse, tell us how that feels for you.
Okay,
self-esteem just rocketed through the roof.
But also mix in a little bit of Bill Nye the Science Guy, just cause.
Yeah, it's infotainment. So you get informed about. I mean, they make it like in Germany we have a show called Galileo, and they do like experiments and challenges and stuff. And it's mostly more entertainment than information. But for one example, to show how like planes and birds interact with each other, they threw chickens, like raw chickens in fans.
Okay.
Oof. High speed fans.
They threw raw chicken.
Yeah. Seriously. Raw chicken. Yeah.
What the hell kind of shows do you watch?
Infotainment.
British shows like that are really weird. What's their version of Mythbusters over in Britain? Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm from Germany.
I don't know. It's whichever one has like an obsession with thermite. Anyways.
Thermite, okay, yeah. Oh,
is that the one where they burn everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
That show
they're like the less professional Mythbusters, and I don't remember what their name is.
I mean that they would in the show Eclipse would only moderate, and then there would be clips with some people cutting stuff with a 1,000-degree hot knife and stuff. And they say it's education.
Brainiac, that's what it is. It's the science abuse series.
Ooh, I got a show suggestion for 7:30. You guys ready?
Okay.
For 7:30, how about this? Cooking with Storm.
I would be afraid of your kitchen.
It would sort of be like a Hell's Kitchen style show with Storm just screaming and squawking graphonic insults at his crew. It would be great. Others would fly. Eggs would get fried. It'd be great.
I would rather start in being one of the managers of the channel and earn the money instead of doing the show myself. But on the other hand,
Oh, who says that you can't, you know, be the manager of a channel and still have a show or two you're actually in?
Well, nobody says that. I think that's even a thing in some channels.
Just ask Oprah.
And the Oprah Channel. And okay, O Magazine.
A cooking show with caramelized millet, or for the raptors like satied mouse. I don't know.
Exactly.
We're just harkening back to the Roadkill Cafe again for us scavengers.
The Roadkill Cafe.
Exactly. Good idea. That's what it can be. Every week, you know, you're given a new challenge, and it can be a mix of different birds. So, you know, you might have a bird that's used to hunting have to cook like a scavenger would, et cetera, et cetera. And they got to make this dish, and they got to do it under pressure.
The best.
And you have Storm there being the squawky bastard he is, and it would be great.
The best thing is you do not need to cook for scavengers.
Kind of true, yeah. And unfortunately, Roadkill Cafe is actually a thing. There is a Roadkill Cafe, I think, out in Arizona. And they serve things like centerline bovine, smidgen of pigeon.
Okay.
Let's see here. Out of luck duck, beep beep sheep.
Okay. I wouldn't eat there, I assume.
Yeah, shake and bake snake.
Too much for me.
Actually,
I would try snake.
It does pass health inspection, so
yeah, as long as there's not too much tire mark going through it.
So exactly. I don't know how you're seeing it, but from 8 p.m. to 8:15, I would like make a news flash, like a short news show. It's very common in Germany. I don't know how you have it.
So this would usually be, like, this is about the time that the news itself would actually start taking off. Not just the day's news, but, like, you know, okay, world event news and stuff like that. And yeah. For
Ooh,
this segment...
perfect name.
Go ahead.
This Beep Tonight.
Perfect.
That's not bad. Perfect, perfect.
For this, this segment, I actually do have a couple of news articles I'd like to read. To you
okay.
guys.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, do that.
All right, so I am going to date these ones because they are not current events, but still, they're funny. This is back in October of 2014. Nervous Chinese officials search pigeon anuses for bombs. And yes, this is real news.
Okay. Who puts bombs in pigeon anuses?
Well, let me tell you.
ISIS, apparently.
Officials in China this week examined the anuses of 10,000 pigeons that were set to be released today in celebration of National Day, which is China's sort of independence, not Independence Day, but, you know, their National Pride Day.
Yeah.
Amid government fears of a possible terrorist attack, according to reports, the birds had their feathers, legs, and anuses searched for suspicious objects yesterday, before being packed into a truck and sent to Tiananmen Square in Beijing for today's ceremony.
Okay.
How would you like to have that job?
Wow.
Well,
one could say it's a very shitty situation.
Anyways.
Okay, yeah. I mean, what would have the terrorists... What did they... If you put, you could only put like a tiny, bomb into that, and it only would have made the pigeon splatter.
Well, maybe that's all they really need is like sort of a small shrapnel bomb. Terrorist attacks don't have to make sense.
Yeah, pigeon shrapnels. Okay, I got you.
It's all about just instilling fear.
Also in today's, not today's, but February 2015's news, Australia's oldest man knits tiny sweaters for penguins injured in oil spills. Some of you may have heard about this one, because it's really cute, and you can actually see pictures of the penguins in sweaters. And yeah, it is super adorable. When disaster strikes, the wildlife clinic at Phillipe Island National Park will be ready, equipped to deploy hundreds of tiny wool sweaters at a moment's notice. Not tiny sweaters for people, but penguins, knit by a group of volunteers that includes Alfred Alfie Date, who, at 109 years of age, is Australia's oldest man. Date told Australia's news network, he started knitting the easy single rib and double rib sweaters shortly after moving into a retirement home in Southwest Australia. After learning he could knit, two nurses who knew of the Knit for Nature program approached him to gauge his interest. Date said, adding, I'm a sucker, I can't say no. And how could you? They're so cute. Penguins in sweaters.
I say we give him honorary Birdanian membership.
Absolutely. I'm sending pictures in chat as well for you guys to take a look at.
Oh, that is adorable.
Anyways, okay, so that's what I have for the news segment, but let's continue.
Okay, stuff like that would happen. So now the movie comes. Yay, Storm. What kind of movie would you put there? So, what kind of movies would be in a bird? I mean, the movies would probably go until midnight. So we can think about a few movies.
Suicide Squawk. TV.
Suicide Squawk. You mean that squawky movie where people were super excited about, but then it was not so good.
Exactly.
Yeah, or Saving the Last Drake could be like a romantic thriller, where they're out to save the life of the last griffin in a family during a battle. You know, got to mix it up.
Yeah, sometimes there would just be like those strange series about people moving to another country or something, like reality TV, you know what I mean? But mostly it would be time for movies. And I thought about The Preen Club. That's about an the Preen Club, an insomniac unnamed bird starts the Preen Club after meeting a strange peacock, and in that club, male birds preen each other for stress relief in the basement of bars, and that club then starts to escalate. And yeah, you all know how the story works.
No, I don't, and it sounds really weird.
It's a parody on Fight Club. Damn it.
That goes a completely different direction of Fight Club, though.
Yeah, but see...
It just got weird and kind of like an uncle touched me in a bad way, you know?
Yeah, and next thing you know, instead of preening one thing, you're preening another, and it's like, oh my.
Yeah, they preen for stress relief, but
I guess the rule does still stick. You don't talk about Preen Club after that.
Yeah. It's adult males that preen each other in basements of bars.
Why not just Cockfight Club? It could be the same premise.
I guess that's one way to get a happy ending.
Well, I'm out.
You see, I'm picturing it the Burdanian version of Rocky, the series, like the movie. I could actually see like Igman von Chicken filling that role very quickly, very easily.
Oh man!
Oh my gosh! Okay, so the movie would last probably 2 hours. That's average for TV.
How about Lucky Number 11? Do you know Lucky Number 11?
11?
No.
Yeah, Lucky Number 11. That was the name of a horse. But what if we do it instead with horses? It was a horse run with that were horses, jockeys on horses race against each other. Horse race. That was
so. What
horse
would...
race?
Yeah, so what would birds race on if we were to do like ostriches. A horse race kind of thing? Ostriches?
Ostriches, yeah, ostriches.
How do the ostriches feel about this?
It's an honor for them because it's a sport. It's an official sport, you know? They put
and
like a sacred...
Obviously, if the ostrich... Are the ostriches at the end, do they have to have a bunch of secretary birds and griffins and stuff at the end to kind of prevent fighting? Because ostriches are very prideful, and I can imagine some serious... head bap and fights happening at the end of some of these races.
I mean, as far as if we're renaming horses and birds, that works. Like Secretariat, you wouldn't even need to change the name of that one. It could just be a secretary bird that partakes in the races. What would you do with Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit could be the name of a bird that worked in a bakery.
Just had an uprising in the... Oh, okay.
It's a pelican working in a bakery.
So what about War Admiral?
Go. What? A what?
I'm talking about Triple Crown winners here, people. Like okay, Fleeks, you don't get horse racing over there. I totally understand.
No, it's not legal here.
Horse races aren't legal over there?
I don't think so.
What?
Because... I mean, you can bet on horse races, but I'm not sure if there are horse races in Germany. I can be totally in. I don't know it actually. I never heard about a horse race in Germany, but I could like be totally wrong. So don't. But I can imagine that it's illegal.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, if the horses are treated well, why not? But okay, all right, fair enough. So what
typically,
would happen
horse,
after, okay, the movie...
like racing horses over here, even like low-end racing horses who won't ever see like the Triple Crown or do any of those, they're still very doted upon. Those horses are spoiled rotten. I would never own a second-hand racehorse because of just how spoiled they are.
I would never have
a high level of luxury.
They really do. So... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we can do sports midday like ostrich racing. We can come back to that later because I was actually talking about a movie where there was a thing where somebody bet on a horse that was called Slavin, and he had insider knowledge he shouldn't have had, and the mafia found out that he bet on this horse. By the way, that horse that was like crushing on the racing track, so he lost all his money. But yeah, they killed him, and his son later took revenge and stuff. It's a cool movie. You should watch it. Lucky Number 11. And it's the same as Ostriches and Secretary Bird, who has nothing to lose.
Okay, now we're getting to the late night. So after the movie,
is what it sort a
programming?
Yeah, well, I think there will be a lot of repetitions, like movies that were sent again. But also, do you have those commercial breaks at night? Those certain commercial breaks, like with phone numbers that, like
yes.
Hot femurs around the corner want to call, talk to you thing.
Talk to sexy hens tonight. Call 1-900-CHIRP-YES. Hundreds of sexy hens ready to make your cloaca.
What is this, the 80s and 90s? They don't have those anymore.
Well, we still have them, but with dating portals in the internet, like stuff like mother cluckers.net or whatever, and they always have like those stupid, and even where you can call like for sex calls, you know, like, and they always have them very embarrassing, like, but very catchy jingles for their numbers.
Oh,
0-900-1-2-3-4-6. No, I can't count anymore. 1-2-3-4-5-6.
No. This is my favorite price. For the low, low price of $5.99 a minute.
Per minute.
Wonderful
yeah.
hens can make your sexiest dreams come alive.
Yeah.
What's sad is people pay for this shit. Yes.
Well, welcome to 2010 where webcams are a thing, right?
Shit, I had a webcam in, like, what, right around 2002. I mean, geez.
So, but yeah, late night would be a lot of repetitions and those very dirty commercials and probably...
But in the U.S., Fleeks, in the U.S., late night, in the very beginning of late night, you're talking around midnight, a lot of our TV stations have stand-up comedy.
Oh.
Or a comedy show where the guests on, and the guests, you know, will be like from a movie and they'll do some funny skits. So perhaps we can have something like that.
Oh yeah, a show called Late Night Puns with Mel.
No.
Or with Sane Feather. Saint Feather brings you tonight the greatest pun of all puns of all avian kind.
How about this? Birds of a feather clucking together.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a happy children's show in the morning.
Yeah. Birds of a feather clucking together. Switch on the TV and see them cluck.
Oh, jeez. You just totally took that alt show and turned it into a 5 years old children's program. Oh my god.
That would something that kind of would come early in the morning. So in the night we have a lot of comedy, as I assume some maybe more erotic movies, because that happens
just see Game of Hens.
Game of Hens, right? Oh, that sounds like a porno version of Game of Thrones.
It basically is. I mean, Game of Thrones is basically porn as it is.
Pretty much. It's death porn. What will she have more of? More broken eggs? More broken hearts? Time will just...
Yeah. I heard a quote someday. They said Game of Thrones made incest look cool. So, yeah.
And then at midnight, we'll have the Raven Factor.
Oh, do you know X Factor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have something like that with ravens, the Raven Factor.
There you go.
they call creepy stories, and then they ask the viewer, could it be happening or not? Yeah, I don't know. I can't make Jonathan Franks, or however he's called. I can't imitate him, but he's always like super mysterious. And yeah, he would be a raven, I assume.
Oh goodness gracious!
So let's over the whole night thing, where you have like those whole commercials with bird products, like perching, like perches and whatever birds buy, egg warmers
for the lazy moms.
Yeah, or what could they also like a lot of Ooh. Shinies? I bet teleshopping would make a lot of. Would sell a lot of shinies.
Yes, and griffins would empty their hoards every night between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m. to buy lots of shinies. But one of the most things I think I would see the most, I think, would be, is your perch cold at night? Do you wish you could snuggle up warm with love? Well, announcing the Acme Perch Warmer, guaranteed to warm your perch as much as your mate warms your heart.
And see, I was thinking you're going to go in the direction of like pillow waifus, so.
and that's not everything. If you buy one of our perch, we give you a free woolly cover for your perch, gratis, free.
Just pay separate postage and processing.
Woo! You know, they always put, and that's not everything. If you buy within the next hour, you get a picture of a secretary for free. That's awesome, Linda. Yes, I know.
As they just stare at you with these dead eyes inside, wondering how their careers ended up here.
When they gave it to me, I was so excited. I never thought about I could need an egg warmer. Now that I have one, I don't want to miss it in my household. Ah, oh, that's exciting, Linda. Okay, I went a bit overboard, but they're always so excited about the product.
Well, that's how they get you excited. If they're excited, you're excited. How would you want to buy someone a product from someone's like, hey, my name's Cor, and this is a napkin.
Oh, dude, like straight up, no, I would Ron Swanson this shit. Hey, my word is my bond. Son, I don't think you understand. The fact that I'm telling you this product is good means it's good.
Do you also have those shows of those mediums and horoscope?
Psychic mediums? Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, where I can call and they...
Not for, again, I haven't seen them, like I haven't seen any aired since probably early 2000s, but yeah, we did have those at one point.
Are they mostly Russians in the U.S. too?
I think the famous one here was Jamaican. It was like a Jamaican medium who could contact the dead for you.
Here it's always like Russians.
What was her name? It started with a C. Was it like Cleopatra or something?
Yeah, it was Cleo. Call Cleo.
Yeah, and it was this lady with massive tits on TV doing like the voodoo shit.
Miss Cleo. Oh, there we go.
Yes, Miss Cleo. Yes, and it was a 900. Oh man, okay. I'm getting old.
Oh my god. Okay. So we would have probably something like that in night two. Everything that makes money, right? So, and then in the morning, breakfast TV. To your cereals. Or you can watch like people doing strange stuff in a studio.
And okay, the first bird commercial break, got a Pokemon.
And you would see for the commercial breaks in the morning, the Griffin Coffee Company, advertising your favorite drinks to warm your heart and soul.
And you're wishing you had one, but you can't afford it because you only have the cheap brand from Tesco or Walmart.
Yeah, Griffin Coffee Company's only for the finest of avian coffee aficionados.
And then like what is very common in the morning is kid shows, and then and now we are coming to your
I was saying, Pokebird, because that's when they used to play Pokemon, was early in the mornings. I remember I'd wake up before school and want to watch that before having to catch the bus. Poke Bird.
But in Germany, it's more for in the morning. There's more shows for like the ones who are not in school, like for us.
Okay, so like, the kid shows. Gotcha.
The kid, really for the really small toddlers, like.
So do they still air Moomin and stuff like that?
Probably, but just a bird version, like kiwis. Kiwis, little kiwi, having a lot of fun.
So
in their world.
Just a sidebar, really quickly here. My hyena and I, we went to Salt Lake Comic Con last weekend, and she's always wanted to go to Moomin Land, which is apparently like this Swedish children's park based off of this TV show called Moomin. And she adores the whole series and everything. That's like her get down right there, is this Moomin series. And we were wandering through the show floor of through the sales floor, I should say, of Comic-Con, and one of the vendors was selling a Moomin plush toy, like a big Moomin plush toy, and she about lost her mind. Like, we had to get it at that point.
That's awesome.
And now she sent me pictures just about every morning of her, like, hugging this Moomin plush.
Look, he's so much better than you.
Yeah, basically.
But say, does it make you feel warm and fuzzy or kind of jelly?
Was that?
What?
Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy or kind of jelly?
Oh, warm and fuzzy. It's cute.
That's awesome. It really is.
So what kind of kid shows do we have in the morning then?
Well, we got the kid show that we created earlier that you hijacked from being a late night show.
Yeah, birds of a feather clucking together and having a lot of fun. Yay!
And then
I think that would be a very successful show if I have my opinion there.
Yeah, it would be. It would be like the Teletubbies, but better.
And then instead of Blue's Clues.
You're not exactly setting the bar very high there with Teletubbies, I'm not going to lie. Blue's Clues, though, that was the shit.
Yeah. Clues, it can be Chorus Clues, and then you can have us as friends on the show.
And we need Chuko. We need Chuko in a kid's show as the main like Sesame Street. How is it called in your Sesame Street?
Yeah. Yeah, Sesame Street, and he can Sesame represent Street, yeah. the color of he can represent the color of not pink.
But Chuko, you are pink. My mother showed me pink, and I know what pink is. No, I'm not pink. Oh, but you are. We need Chuko to embrace his pinkness. Yay! Let's do this. It's like that.
You know he's gonna like chew you out when he comes on the show in a couple weeks, right? He's gonna be pissed.
Sorry, Chuko.
Bring it on, Chuko. We're here. We can hate you.
But it would be an awesome show. But he wouldn't be the only bird on the show. I would also put Feedy in it, like the parrot, the blue parrot. And then, like, what other colors do we have? I wouldn't put Storm in the show.
Blue V for yellow.
UV the yellow.
Wait, you wouldn't put Storm in the show? I clearly represent black.
Yeah, but that's racist. I wouldn't put you in a kid show.
Who says I can't put on a smile and dance?
Yeah, you would have to cover your ricks on your beak, because the kids would be, oh no! Wait, you could teach them numbers. Like.
I teach can play numbers. Music. I can play
I have
music.
Four ricks on my beak.
Exactly. I can play music.
I have one beak, I have two ears, I have four legs, and I have... No, wait a second. I needed something with three. I have three ricks on my beak. Let's reduce it to three. And I have four legs. And you could explain... You could You wouldn't only teach them numbers, you would also teach them the anatomy of griffins. And you need to wear pants. You need to wear pants on the show, I just say.
Yeah, I was about to say, Mac, I can, you know, say something naughty about my cock has four lobes or three knots.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be age appropriate, so we'll just skip over that. Moving on.
Just once, please, for the kids, wear pants. Please.
Yeah, for the kids, wear pants.
Okay, I'll wear pants.
And
some big pants, though.
I don't want to put Eclipse in too many shows, but he would also be like the Dwight Griffin with the glasses that would also fit good in a kid show.
He would just make cameo appearances.
Story time. Like, I think of the one picture he has where he is reading a book, and there are a lot of kids around him scared.
Scared?
Yeah, he reads a horror story, I think.
I know what we can do. We can have a sing-along with Reg Day.
Oh, Berdanian talent. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did that. And that would be more for late night, I think. Because it's like...
No, not Berdanian talent, but where he sings to the kids, and the kids sing along.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if he would like kids, but maybe.
We're speaking in hypotheticals here. It's okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, for the money, he would do it, probably.
Oh, not for the kids, but for the money.
that's right.
I bet whoever puts himself in the Barney costume doesn't do it for the fun.
No.
I'm sorry, Rick. I don't know how you're standing to kids or something.
In all seriousness, I think the guy that played Barney was a black guy.
Or multiple guys.
A long time.
I mean, you can put anything in that costume and nobody would notice.
True.
Oh, yeah, boy!
Are you trying to suggest something here, Fleeks? Do you secretly want to be Barney?
No. I don't want to be Barney. No. Except it would be paid good, well, so why not? But
I think Fleeks wants to be Barney.
We would have need to replace Barney with something anyways, like a dinosaur, like Saint Feather is okay. How are they called? So, Utahraptor, like, right?
How about a pterodactyl?
A pterodactyl, a cute pterodactyl, yes.
Yeah.
And we need to call him Perry.
There you go.
Perry the pterodactyl.
Perry the singing pterodactyl. There we go.
He has so much fun
with Perry. Woohoo!
I imagine Core just nodding silently.
This is the weirdest episode we've done in a long time.
But it's actually, we should have.
I'm not gonna lie, there is some cringe going on here.
Hey. Okay. Then move on to that lunchtime TV. I would say, like from 11 to 12, 1.
Well,
like.
We'd have, I think, informative cooking shows around this time.
Yeah, that's a good time for cooking shows.
And maybe some actual soap opera. Since you guys only want soap operas at noon, so why don't we have some soap operas around this time? So come up with some names for soap opera.
Were suggested in chat.
Oh, okay. Let's see what they suggested. As the Feather Falls. Eclipse Griffin.
Ooh, that would be a good one. That would be a good one.
Mm. And he also suggests a cooking show, a comedy variety show with cooking. The Early Bird Gets the What? Where the host travels to various bird locales to try out food recipes and delicacies are across the world.
I like that. I actually really like that. Good. I like that a lot.
And the host is a woodpecker and is excited about the Thai equivalent of Thailand, where they have like those fat cockroaches to eat. And then he tries worms from the Antarctica, and then he tries No, we need some more, a bird that eats more, that eats everything. Is there a bird that eats everything?
Why not? Who says that, you know, a woodpecker can't try things outside of its comfort?
I mean, we also eat seeds, and we also eat other birds, so probably it works. So, yeah. But I would put another woodpecker in it, because... I mean, I like food, but... I put Doryx in it. That's the only other woodpecker I know. Doryx, if you're listening to that, you're now a host of a cooking show.
Right.
Yeah.
I would, for a show around this time, another thing we have in addition to soap operas is we have reality TV dramas. And I would do a show called Stormy, which would be modeled directly after the Maury show, where basically you just talk about drama and your mate cheating on you and whatnot. And Storm would be up there being a badass, getting family crises resolved and providing life advice. And then when the guests got out of line, the feathers would fly. It would be great.
Oh, talking shows.
Come on, Fleeks. You gotta host one show. Give me a show you would do. You gotta do one thing. Maybe a science show for you?
No. Maybe more often. I would try to be the Bob Ross of bird kind.
Bob Ross. I could see that actually. What about
But I wouldn't grow an afro.
But you wouldn't grow an afro. So you're gonna be up there. Okay. And look, now we're going to paint a nest and look at that. Three strokes of a brush later. Now the nest is made. And no one else on planet Earth can possibly make it look this good or this easy. But hey, I am what I am. And so we're going to paint some trees now.
Heavy little trees. There are no mistakes. There are only happy little accidents. And I will only draw birds, probably. There are happy plumage and a happy tiny little beak. A beautiful crest. Stuff like that.
What about you, Cor? You gotta host one show at least. Give us something you would do.
If I was to host a show, it would be one of the traveling food shows, like what Guy Fieri does. I would be the Guy Fieri of Birdania.
Fuck yes. Oh god, I love that idea.
Guy Fieri? What show? What show?
He's a fat white guy that drives around in
I think, yeah, I think I would do, like, diners, drive-ins, and dives style kind of thing.
He's been to my area several times. He's actually really, he picked some good joints. I guess.
What about, what kind of show would you, imagine, but because I just thought about it, you all know Bear Grylls? And he does the survival show where he does survival tricks. And is always very excited about finding fruits or this stuff. You know Bear Grylls, right?
Yeah.
No.
What kind of bird would fit in that role if he would make an?
Let's see, equivalent? Hardy survivalist. Someone Muriat. Who likes. Who would?
Let's put Muriat in that role, like a bearded vulture.
I don't know. I don't know that Muriat would be the Bear Grylls, but huh.
I can somehow imagine that. but he would be like, oh yeah, oh I found a cadaver and another cadaver and not cadaver. No, cadaver is human, right?
He would be thrilled to find all the corpses.
Carrion, yeah, he would find carrions and be like, oh that's how we survive. We're eating that carrion. Oh, but it only goes for vultures. So yeah, actually, people wouldn't learn anything because they would be like, we can't eat corpses. Or
well, what about Krios? Krios the osprey.
Oh yeah, let's put them.
I think Krios would be a little more nature-y about it. He would be kind of more of a survival mentality kind of thing, and he's definitely like hardy enough to handle nature at its fullest.
Krios the horse bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would just my He's actually my feather, bro. Yeah, he would.
Mm-hmm. And if he yeah, and if there was to be a what was the type of vulture?
Bearded. Yeah. Olamagaya.
So if we were to have like a Lammergeier kind of thing, like ZZRI, he's part of the chat and he would probably enjoy eating dead things.
Oh my god, you know what we can put in Vulture in? Sorry that I interrupt you. Like some Corona thing. Like he eats the victims. And then he has supernatural. He has kind of supernatural powers and can see the what they learned and what they saw before they died.
Like, so he'd be a psychic detective who has to eat the evidence in order to see who killed them?
Yes.
It's genius and horrific and would never work. But it I need to see it now.
Because there's a similar show to that with, it's called iZombie, and that's the Corona who eats the...
I've seen some episodes of iZombie. Yeah, but not really the best show.
I don't know who I think if we're going to do, like, if we had to do a show that was sort of a political drama with suspense and whatnot. The character I see that would be very good at navigating the politics and backstabbing and climbing the ranks would be Hawk. Hawkthorne?
Oh, so he would be part of, what is it, White Collar or whatever that show is?
Yes. Yes, because you wouldn't suspect him. Everyone likes him, but he's clever, he's cunning, and he's got the skills it takes to climb that ladder with using whatever
Can. He's totally a bad guy. And he would always his trademark would be biting in a green apple.
Oh, exactly.
Because every bad guy eats apples.
Yes, yes, totally. So yeah, Hawkthorne, you're a bad guy.
That means he and I get along real well.
I think that sums it up. I think we created a very good TV channel.
We've forgotten one thing, guys. We've forgotten the best show. Just one. Okay. The best show at all. The best show on TV on the Burdanian Broadcasting Corporation would be the Bird Life podcast, recorded live in studio in front of an audience. Can't believe you guys
forgot.
But
we're radio.
We're radio.
We're radio.
Who's to say we can't have our radio be the set and we're surrounded by a live audience?
Bird Life Late Night.
Exactly.
Bird Life After Dark. Ooh.
But that Bird Life After Dark, and that would be like every Saturday or Friday night. Like, not all the week, because, no, we don't want to work that much.
Seriously. Should we move on to questions?
Yes. Okay. Our general questions time. Woohoo! First question comes from the lovely Feedy. The question is, what was your funniest experience in public transit? Anyone have some public
transit? I think I already talked about that once. And it was when I was sitting there and a bit bigger woman was like falling on me, like tilting on me. Like, she was sitting there and suddenly you were like tilting on me. Like, and I was like, okay. And she, I thought she was like dying or something, but it was just she lost. I don't know what exactly her problem was, but she turned back to the seating position after a while.
Okay.
And I and my friend, we laughed about it afterwards. Like, what the heck was that? She did not even say sorry or something. It was just, okay. Okay. It was very bizarre and funny, but yeah.
My funniest was I was in Disney World at 11 o'clock at night. My friends and I board one of the Disney transport buses to go to downtown Disney. And it was just us on the bus. the bus driver pulls over and we're just talking and he starts shooting the shit with us and literally giving us sex advice on how to hook up with Disney workers. But he was doing it with like this redneck Southern accent. And I
where
was
all
just
credibility
dying.
Just went right out the window, where you didn't believe a word he said.
And I was fucking dying. But what was even funnier about it is everything he said was true. When we were in downtown Disney, the employees, when they were off duty socializing, how they acted, how they walked, the pickup lines they used, it was all fucking stereotypical true. Oh my God, it was funny. And he ended up giving us the same bus driver that gave us a ride back to our hotel. And literally, the guy should have been a stand-up comedian. What about you, Cor?
I think the most exciting thing I've had is hobo pissed on a train. That was it.
I mean, I had the guy that took a shit on the subway platform right in front of me. Ugh. And no one gave a damn in New York. But it's New York.
Oh, no, there were like four of us on this train and all of us gave a damn. We were like cussing him out like, what the hell, man? Why? No, dude, not cool. Why? Like, we all kind of got after him and he got off on the next stop.
Only a class act.
Okay, next question.
Comes from Gadget Luminoc. The question is how do you kill your guilt feelings?
Your guilty feelings?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't feel guilty about anything. I'm pure. And
coming from a robot bird, who installed feelings in the first place? That's what we need to address this to.
Exactly. This is clearly an error in your programming. However, if you're asking this question to help a human, my advice for you would be to write down why you think you have guilty feelings and what the sources are. And then when you have them written down, try to see if there's something you can directly do to attack the guilt, whether it be if you feel guilty that you're having a better life than someone, maybe volunteer at a charity, provide that person some advice to help them.
Let's go a little more general here. Find out what the source of your guilty feelings is and confront it. So like if you wrong someone, talk to them, make it right.
Or become a crazy drunk scientist who travels through dimensions.
Okay, fuck everything we just said. Do what Fleek said. just do what Fleek said. Life will be good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Next question.
What TV game show or reality show would you be a great contestant for?
I have always, wanted to be on The Price is Right. I don't care if it's Drew Carey or not. Like, granted, I would prefer Bob Barker if I could go back in time. But even if it's Drew Carey, I still want to be on The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Abso-fucking-lutely, The Price is Right.
How's it called? The one with the song, you know that? Let's Make a Deal.
I like Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal would be...
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was also another one that I would have always wanted to be on. I know I wouldn't be able to make it past like the $2 million questions, but I could probably get up there in the 100,000s. Pretty easy.
I would probably make it to the 200 question and then blame that then like super because there would be a sports question and I could not answer it and that would be my end like
Peyton
sports
Manning question. That's always the answer, just say Peyton Manning. It's not even one of the options, but he got it right. What the hell?
If you make a history question, if you have a history question, it's always Bismarck. I learned that from Trivial Pursuit.
A core probably would know this. I don't know if you would, Leaks, but if you go back to the 90s, a show that was really popular was on MTV was like Real World Road Rules. I think it'd be cool if we were all contestants on that show and like fought through the drama. That'd be kind of neat.
Oh, or Family Feud. Let us do Family Feud.
Family Feud! Feud. Yes.
Family Feud.
Oh yes.
Not feed. Yes! You don't. You're not feeding the families. You're fooding. Oh, feuding the families. Family
you're fooding feud. The families.
Fuck yes. Yes.
I'm not surprised that he's freaking out so much about Family Feud. I personally was never much of a fan, but yeah, that makes sense.
I love this kid. Oh, wait, Cor, have you seen the newer episodes with the current host, Steve Harvey? Because he's
yeah,
fantastic.
No, that's what I don't like about it. I'm not a fan of Steve Harvey.
Okay. Yeah, I like him. Maybe it's just a difference in here. Okay. Next question comes from a mysterious anonymous donor. The question is, what reasons are there today to be a revolutionary griffin?
It's from Birdie, by the way. Birdie, the Scottish griffin. Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. Why revolution? What are the ins and outs? I just like sitting on my cat butt sipping April Spritz. What should I do? Well, let's see. What reasons are there today to be a revolutionary griffin? Well,
there are no reasons. There are no reasons. You get feed, you get fat, you get accommodation, you get, I don't know. You have your own donation service, like your own charity.
To fight for the power and the glory of your species.
Whoa, obvious. Okay, so that's taking it to a whole different level. I mean, what is the fight for exactly? Because, you know, griffins now have equal rights, equal opportunity, and, like, there is no more bias as far as it goes. Now, if you travel west a little bit, then sure, you might encounter some griffonic racism, but that's just an individual, like, economy and business-wise, you have every opportunity that Purebird has.
But the thing is,
so what is this about superiority?
Yeah, they want to be better.
You just want to flip the tables and go the opposite way?
Griffins have been oppressed by certain members, not all, of certain members of Birdanian society for so long. We not only need to become equal, we need to show them the areas with which we have our strengths. That does not mean we will be racist. That does not mean we will treat them poorly. We just need to
then don't have any supremacy about it, man.
Core. You gotta live in my body for a day to understand what it's like to be me.
You know what? I did live in a griffin body for a day. It was horrible.
And why was it so horrible?
You missed
all your plumage, but you had so much fur.
I couldn't fly as far as I normally could. I got tired faster and easier. Plus, I had this weird poofy tail. Didn't help with navigation at all.
Hey, that tail is awesome. That tail is an awesome fashion accessory. And some griffins do actually have feather tails. Depends on the griffin.
So anyways, next question.
Okay. Next question comes from Kairos. The question is, talons or wings on a suit? Which do you prefer?
So I'm guessing this is for the arms. So like it comes back down to the talons or fingers. Mm-hmm. On a suit?
I'm going talons.
On a suit, frankly, it would be easier to do things with talons, for sure. I guess it goes on the style of bird you're trying to create.
Yeah. Completely concur. I would definitely go talons on a suit so you can grab and interact better. I've seen winger suits. They look really cool, but it's harder to grab.
Try holding a soda without dropping it.
I would go with wings, because my Sona has wings. I would too.
So I would have the fingers, because that would just be how my character works. And that's really what it comes down to, is how much do you want to emulate your character?
Why do I need to hold soda in a fursuit in the first place.
No, so that's just the challenge of the fact.
Also, it is possible depending how you build your wings. I wouldn't be able to hold them with talons either. I mean, my Lynx Griffin suit has big poofy paws. You can't drink with them either. So that's a problem of any fursuit ever, I think.
Well, it really just depends on your suit. And I'm still of the opinion, because I'm old school. When I first came into the furry fandom, most fursuiters had a handler with them. Nowadays, it's kind of rare.
Rekti wants to play a game with you.
Okay, and go. This,
it's your game, Cor. It's Bird, Buck, or Bluff.
Oh, God.
He sent me a question to ask you guys, and... Well, let's get over with it. So, Bird, Buck, or Bluff. And you both can give me answers, so let's see what you're saying. So first of all, I read the different species. Okay, so Alt German Owl, Giant Owl, Hinocus Butterfly, Hinocus Butterfly. Sorry.
Okay, so is this Bug, Bird, or Bluff? Because why are you giving us the species if that's the case?
I read the names of the species. I can repeat it: Alt German Owl, Giant Owl. Hinocus Butterfly.
Okay, go ahead, Storm.
Santa Griffin.
Okay, I need to hear it again, Fleeks.
All German all, mm-hmm. Giant all, Hinocus Butterfly.
Giant owl is going to be a bird. The butterfly is going to be a bug.
Okay, what are you saying, Cor?
Okay, the giant owl is the bird, and the... What was the first one?
All German owl.
We're going to say that's the bug. Final answer.
You're both wrong!
I figured as much. This was really left field.
So, yeah, it's not my fault, yeah? It was Rekti, and he made you suffer, yeah, with that. And he was very mean with that, I have to admit that. The old German owl is a pigeon.
So that's a bird.
So that's a bird.
The giant owl, I'm guessing, is a moth.
It's a butterfly.
It's a butterfly, okay.
Yeah.
And then the butterfly thing.
The butterfly
is
a fish. It's a fish.
Oh, okay.
So, I actually laugh a lot about the fact that the old German owl is a pigeon.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, Rekti, you got them.
You did.
Got them hard.
Good job. All right. I think with that, we should wrap up. Thank you again so much for joining us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play Music, or via the RSS feed. You can support the show on Patreon, and your support on Patreon goes to so much more than just the show. We've got a few surprises coming up for you in the next few weeks. In fact, I think by the time this episode airs, the Bird Crew forums should be up. Is that okay to announce now? So, yeah.
If it is up. If it's
it should
not
be.
Up.
By the time this episode is up, the forums should be up and ready for people to join and start going to.
And it has a bird.life subforum.
It does. It does have a bird.life subforum, which you can join us on as well. Plus, there's going to be a lot more coming in the pipeline just within the next few months. So, be excited. Woo!
I'm so excited.
All right, and remember, always be beeping.
Always be... Sorry, I had to burp. Again. Always be... I can't say beeping now.
Come on, you can do it. I believe
I can
in you.
Do it.
We're 43 episodes in. You've done it every time. You can do it again. Come on, please.
Always be beeping.
No pressure.
always be beeping, damn it.
There we go.
Beep! Beep, 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 beep.
Denying it, or the fact core is going.
No, it comes from Storm. It comes from Storm, but I can do clicking noises too if you're there. There, clicking noises.
Okay, no, that's not it. You're hilarious. Stop. Okay, Fleeks, click your mouse. Tap, like, click your mouse as if you're clicking on something.
You can't even, only hear it when I'm talking, probably.
Okay, then talk and click at the same time. You can do that much.
Yeah, I do. I did that.
Okay, Storm, your turn. Talk and click. Talk and click, man. Talk and click. Storm, get back here.
I was getting a drink.
No, we have an assignment for you. Get back here.
What do you need?
Talk and click. Click your mouse. While talking.
Okay, I'm clicking and talking.
Okay, clicking, I can hear the clicking of your mouse, but it is not the same. It sounds exactly like a toenail clipper, okay? I am not insane.
I don't know.
Okay. I have a toenail clipper here, but I have no toenails.
So we're convinced, guys, that there's the ghost of a toenail clipper somewhere in our recording system. Right?
Do you have a roommate that's clipping their toenails or fingernails right now?
No.
I am not convinced. Fine. No, whatever. Okay, forget it. It's in the past. Whatever. We'll move on. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay!
Starting right away.
Okay, regardless, I'm just going to touch on this one last bit before we cut out. Listeners, if you are hearing the same thing I'm hearing, because I hear it in post, too. When I'm editing the episode, I hear the same toenail clicking. If you hear it and think that I'm not insane, email me. Please, validate me. Beep at bird.life. Please.